You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 12. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. This is the fifth episode of our series on business development. And in this episode, we will talk about the importance of self-promotion, particularly for women attorneys and diverse lawyers. Self-promotion is essential to a lawyer's career advancement. But many women and many diverse lawyers feel uncomfortable about tooting their horn or sharing their accomplishments with others. And the problem is that the failure to make others aware of your achievements, or of your recognitions, or of any awards you have received, or positive results in matters, or positive feedback from clients, or any number of other accomplishments, often results in non-recognition, or in lost opportunities, or even in a loss or delayed promotion. Self-promotion is a challenging part of business development, but lawyers must overcome this in order to advance their careers and achieve their end goals.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. When you visit quadpod.com, you'll see our shows listed by category as well as average episode length. Find a new podcast at qodpod.com, the QuadPod Podcast Network. That's qodpod.com.
Hi again. Let's dig in a bit deeper into the importance of self-promotion. In today's competitive legal environment, doing good work behind closed doors isn't enough to get you noticed by clients, potential clients, or by referral sources. You can't assume that the general counsel that sends work to your firm noticed that you were the primary drafter of the motion to dismiss that got a complaint against the company dismissed from the get-go. You can't assume that a potential client that you're targeting knows that you have an expertise in a particular area of law that is relevant to their business or their industry. You can't assume that a former law school classmate who is a potential referral source knows all of your credentials and accomplishments. If you want to make sure that clients, potential clients, and potential referral sources know about your accomplishments, your wins, your expertise, you've got to tell them. And to do this effectively, lawyers need to master the art of self-promotion. But mastering self-promotion is particularly important for women and for diverse lawyers. Women and diverse lawyers are usually on the shy side when it comes to tooting their own horn. And many women and diverse lawyers find it uncomfortable to self-promote. And yes, self-promotion can be uncomfortable. From our childhood, we are taught to be modest and to be humble and not to brag. And so it's no wonder that many of us feel uneasy about advertising our accomplishments or our achievements. I get it. I have been there too. But if we don't let clients or potential clients know why they should hire us, then who will? And keep in mind that if others self-promote and you don't, you're going to be at a disadvantage. Because others who are targeting the same potential clients that you are will be sharing all sorts of information that could get them the work that you are also competing for. You need to take action to make sure that those potential clients are aware of your credentials and your achievements, even if it makes you uncomfortable in the process. Keep in mind that this discomfort is temporary, and that the more you practice self-promotion, the more comfortable that you're going to feel about doing it. So we have a few practical tips to help you effectively self-promote. And tip number one is to just do it. Promote yourself without hesitation. You know you have to do it, so just go for it. Make sure that you're clear on the traits that your clients or potential clients are looking for, and share with them any facts or any circumstances that support those traits. The second tip is to defeat imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is a common reason why female and diverse attorneys are uncomfortable self-promoting. Many diverse lawyers are the first attorneys in their families. And many women lawyers have faced struggles in what is perceived as a traditionally male profession. This often makes women and diverse lawyers feel less entitled to their degrees and to their careers, which in turn makes them less confident about promoting themselves. But we need to recognize that we graduated from law school and passed the bar exam just like the rest of them. We took the same classes and have comparable skills. We are where we are because we earned it. And there is nothing wrong with sharing our accomplishments, credentials, and achievements with persons who can give us or who can refer work to us. The third tip is to back up your accomplishments with data, facts, and testimonials. When you're self-promoting, it is helpful to provide concrete examples that support your statements. For example, if you're telling a potential client that you're experienced in trademark litigation, you can reference a case that you recently won in that area. If you have authorization from clients to do so, you can also share with other potential clients their comments or their testimonials about your work. You should make sure that you keep track of all of your wins and of all of your accomplishments and praises and compliments, no matter how small. And keeping track of this has a double function. First of all, it refreshes your recollection. So when you are preparing client pitches or when you're preparing for a meeting with a prospective client, you can refer back to that information. But second, it also reminds you of the value that you bring to your practice and to your clients, which in turn helps with the imposter syndrome issue that we talked about earlier. The fourth tip is to share a story. A subtle way to self-promote is to share your win or your accomplishment or whatever it is that you want to share in the context of a story. You can share a bit of the background surrounding the fact that you want to highlight. And if applicable, you can talk about some of the challenges that you faced on your way to achieving the positive outcome that you are highlighting. By sharing your accomplishments through a story, some people might not even realize that you are self-promoting. And if you share a challenge that you faced in the process, that may even make you relatable to the person that you're speaking with, which may in turn help establish a connection between you and that person. The fifth tip is to recognize the contributions of others. If applicable, when you're telling your story, you can sprinkle in some comments about others in your group or in your team who also contributed to the success that you're sharing. This can help you feel like you're not bragging and can help ease your discomfort about self-promotion. And you will also make a good impression by recognizing the work of others and not taking full credit for a group effort. Tip number six is to find the right angle. To be effective at self-promotion, it is important for you to know and understand what matters to the person that you're talking to. You can then frame your experiences and achievements in a way that is relevant to them. If you talk for half an hour about your success in litigation to an in-house counsel that does transactional work, that conversation might not be as effective as if you talk to them about other traits or skills that you may have that are more relevant to the type of work that they do. Tip number seven is to engage in a drip campaign. You don't always have to give people a rundown of all of your accomplishments in 3 minutes. If you're speaking with a person that you will be encountering or connecting with regularly, you can slowly drip small bits of promo information in each encounter with that person so that they learn what you want them to know about you little by little. For example, let's say you joined an industry association and you were assigned to a committee within that organization. Another member of that committee could be a C-suite executive at a corporation that you want to do work for. Let's say this committee meets once a month, so you know that you will likely see this person on a monthly basis. You can casually share some of your wins or accomplishments with them little by little as part of a normal conversation. They may not even pick up on the fact that you're self-promoting. But over time, all of those little bits of information that you have shared will build up, and they will eventually form the picture of you that you want them to see. And our last tip for today is to copy and practice. You should observe the individuals in your firm or in your organization who are effective at self-promotion. You can then adapt what you have learned from them and tailor it to your own style. You will be surprised at how effective some people are at self-promotion. And by observing and practicing self-promotion, you can become a master at this too. Make sure you check out our show notes for this episode. We have included a worksheet that you can download to help you work on your self-promotion plan.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.